Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is the next in our Lenten series of remembering the mighty deeds of the Lord from the past in order to transform our present. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. God's original plan was to infuse his divine life in our soul, so that we would become his children as well as temples of God. But the devil spread a lie that sowed doubt in the human heart, and our first parents allowed their trust in God to die. And abusing their freedom, they rejected him in sin. After the fall, God began a long and patient process of bringing the whole world into his family. So 20 generations after Adam, God called Abraham. In Genesis 12, he gave him three promises. He would give Abraham and his descendants a special land, and he would make his descendants into a kingdom, and through one of Abraham's descendants, all the families of the world would have their chance to come into God's covenant family, the Catholic Church. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. When John the Baptist saw Jesus for the first time, he cried out, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." Now, the full meaning of what John said can really only be understood in the light of Genesis chapter 22. In that chapter, God commanded Abraham to take his son Isaac, whom he loved, to Mount Moriah, and offer him there in sacrifice. Now, we're given an unbelievable explanation of the Old Testament by the Jewish rabbis around the time of Jesus in what is called the Targum. According to the Targum, when Abraham took Isaac to Mount Moriah, Isaac was an adult, in his 30s, and Abraham was a very old man. As they traveled, Satan tempted Isaac, saying, "Your father is going to kill you, but you can resist him, because you are young and strong, and he is old." When they reached Mount Moriah, Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering, loaded it on Isaac, and carried in his own hands the flint for the fire and the knife, while Isaac carried the wood for the sacrifice, like a condemned man carrying the cross for crucifixion. On the way, Isaac asked a provocative question. "Father, I see the knife, the wood, and the flint for the fire, but where is the lamb for the sacrifice?" Abraham gave a prophetic answer. "God himself will provide the lamb for the sacrifice, my son." The Targum adds, "And if God does not, then you are the lamb, my son." Then Isaac consents and even asks to be bound more tightly to ensure the sacrifice. Yet when the moment came, God stayed the hand of Abraham, and God provided not a lamb, but a ram caught in the thicket. And then Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide," saying, "On the mountain of the Lord it shall be provided." And here God revealed that he himself, in a later day, provide the lamb. But when was this lamb provided by God? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. When and how does God himself provide the lamb? Maybe you could point to the Exodus where Israel sacrificed the Passover lamb, or to the daily lambs offered in the temple in Jerusalem. But those lambs were provided by the people. God himself had yet to provide the lamb. Through the prophet Isaiah, God revealed the Messiah would be the lamb who takes away our sin. Isaiah 53 tells us, "He was pierced for our transgressions, like a lamb that is led to the slaughterhouse, and by his sufferings shall my servant justify many." Isaiah's prophecy describes only one person, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Now the pieces begin to come together. Abraham had foretold that God would provide the Lamb on Mount Moriah. Then John the Baptist sees Jesus and declares, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." And do you know where Jesus offered his sacrifice? Yes, on Calvary. But do you know where Calvary is? It sits on the very summit of Mount Moriah, the very place where Abraham said, "On the mountain of the Lord it shall be provided." Jesus is the Lamb of God. He is the sacrifice that takes away sin. He is the high priest of the sacrifice. And Jesus is the temple where the sacrifice is offered. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. The Jewish temple in Jerusalem was the only place the Jews are allowed to worship God through sacrifice. Synagogues are places of prayer, teaching, and community, but not places of worship through sacrifice. When Jesus, the Lamb of God, died on the cross, the veil of the temple was torn from top to bottom, signifying the temple sacrifices and the temple itself had come to an end. Both were fulfilled and completed in Jesus. Jesus came to replace the sacrifice of the lambs with his own sacrifice, and he came to fulfill the temple in Jerusalem with the temple of his body. Ultimately, Jesus came to replace the worship of God in the temple with the worship of God in the Catholic Mass. Jesus foretold this when he cleansed the temple and declared, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." But he was speaking of the temple of his body. The worship of God in the old temple is therefore fulfilled in the body of Christ. And where is the body of Christ made present? In the Eucharist, at every Mass. And that's why the priest holds up the host and proclaims, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. When Jesus spoke with the Samaritan woman at the well in John chapter 4, she raised the ancient question of worship, whether God should be worshipped on Mount Gerizim or in Jerusalem. And Jesus answered by revealing something entirely new. He said, "The hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem." True worship would no longer be tied to a geographic place. Then, just as Jesus foretold, the temple in Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 AD and never rebuilt. Pope Benedict XVI explains, an ancient Jewish tradition already sensed where true worship was heading. There was a saying, according to the rabbis, that when the Messiah comes, all sacrifice would cease except the Todah sacrifice. Todah is the Hebrew word for thanksgiving. The Greek word for thanksgiving is Eucharist. In Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, temple worship is fulfilled and transformed into Eucharistic worship. God is no longer worshipped in one place by one people, but everywhere by all nations, through the one sacrifice of Christ made present in the Mass. And we receive the body of Christ in the Eucharist, so that we ourselves may become the temple of God, children of God, fulfilling God's plan from the very beginning. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, that meditation is not new to you. You've heard it many times, actually, on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem.
But still, this aspect about the Jewish tradition seems fresher. I don't know if I've heard that element. And my immediate reaction to that is, it seems like within the Old Testament, there's such great evidence for Isaac being older, considering if Abraham was a younger father with a young son, why is Isaac the one carrying the wood? You know, I'm trying to imagine a guy in his 30s with like a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
You know.
Precisely.
But with that context, I've heard this parallel, but it gives an entirely different depth to that parallel between Isaac and Christ. Because for one thing, I think it helps us understand Christ carrying the cross and his relationship to his Father in a different way. Because in the way that humans reflect God's nature, I can better empathize and understand how God felt offering up his Son. And the emotions of Christ as this willing victim. Because Isaac, as a little child, you imagine an innocence, but also maybe a lack of understanding. Whereas Isaac, as a strong adult, you think this really powerful victim that we've talked about in meditations before. So this is a moving parallel that really helps me empathize and understand on the human level the divine sacrifice.
Yeah, and the Targum is not something written centuries later by Christians.
Mm-hmm.
This was written before Jesus, the Targum. We can thank Father Johannes in Jerusalem, a monk who is a biblical scholar and an expert on the Jewish religion, because when I was in Jerusalem in November, and I gave this talk on the Temple Mount. Afterward, he said, you should add some sections from the Targum.
Wow.
And I said, Father Johannes, why didn't you add them during?
But that's incredible to have that kind of insight, to have someone with you who can say, this adds to this. This compounds on the beauty of it. It's wow.
Yeah.
What a blessing.
He did that. Everywhere we went. Finally, I said to him, Father, why don't you give the next talk? And he's like, no, I'd rather listen to you. I'm like, I would rather listen to you.
We would all perhaps rather listen to both of you together.
Yeah. And we're going to do that in November because Father Johannes is going to be the chaplain for that pilgrimage
in
the Holy
Land. That's fantastic.
So It's going to be a great pilgrimage. So, come with us to the Holy Land this November 2026. The weather couldn't be better in the Holy Land, and you too can really benefit from the unbelievable biblical genius of Father Johannes. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.